You are listening to a message from Victory. We hope it inspires you to honor God and make disciples in your community.
Well, anyway, we're going through a series called When Questions Are Answers. Sa totoo lang, marami tayong mga katanungan. Nung yung last na katanungan, ang nagtanong na hindi tao, kundi ang Diyos na nagtanong sa atin si Jesus. Who do you say I am? At palagay mo, ikaw, sino ba ang Diyos sa'yo? So ipagpapatuloy po natin ang ating pagsasaliksik regarding the story. And this next story is a very interesting story. Actually, this is a very popular story about Jesus calming the storm. So para maunawaan po natin, may request everybody to please stand up in reverence and reading God's Word. Buksan natin ang ating Bible on Mark chapter 4. Okay? Mark chapter 4 po. 35 to 41. Kung wala kayong Bible, can just read along with us. Sabay-sabay natin basahin. Number one, the day when evening came, he said to disciples, "Let us go over to the other side." Leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. Okay, and the next, a furious squall came up and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Kamuntik na bumaligtad, no, na puno. Jesus one is in the stern sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, ano sinabi? Alagyan natin ng konting feeling. Imagine mo na ano na to, ha? Teacher, don't you care if we drown? O imagine natin tayo na sa loob. Okay, ano sasabihin mo?
Teacher, don't you care if we drown?
O, ikaw naman, grabe. And then, he got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, what? Quiet and be still. And the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith? And then, what happened next? Okay. Ang sabi, they were terrified and asked each other, who is this? Even the winds and waves obey him. Let us pray. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd speak to us through your word today. I pray that your word today, Lord, will make an impact, Lord, not only on the outside, but would make an impact in the inside. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts and to our mind to really fully understand. And the truth will set us free. This in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can take your seats right now. The topic actually we're going to talk about is the word called fear. Okay? Lahat tayo, every single day, we experience different types of fear. Is that right? Yes or no? Di ba minsan may mga pangamba tayo eh. Ito lang ang nakakatuwa, no? I made some research. Alam nyo ba may mga tao, they have a fear of cheese? Oo. Ang tawag doon is what? Turophobia. Oo. Turophobia. Pag nakakita ng cheese, natatakot. Alam mo, yung mga daga, hindi natatakot yan. At may mga tao rin natatakot sa kulay, lalo na sa kulay dilaw. Sino sa inyo nakadilaw ngayon? Okay. Ang tawag sa inyo, pag takot ka sa kulay dilaw, is what we call as what? Santophobia. Diba? Ito naman, sino sa inyo, aaminin nyo, nung bata kayo, nakakita kayo ng clown o mascot, talagang natakot kayo. Ayaw talaga umamin, ha? Actually, ito yung namin. Kung ikaw natakot ka sa mascot at sa clown, I will not be surprised. Why? We dug up the original Ronald McDonald na clown. Okay? Ronald na McDonald clown. Alam mo ano itsura? Ito yung tunay na itsura. Yan. Imagine mo, pag lumabas yan sa party, talagang matatakot ka, di ba? Yan ang pinaka-original. Nakakatakot talaga. Ay, ito. Makaka-relate kayo. Sino sa inyo natatakot na mawawalan kayo ng loads at internet access? Pakitaas ang mga kamay. Liars go to hell. Ang tawag sa iyo ay nomophobia. So, kung natatakot ka. Or may mga iba naman natatakot na makatulog or tinatawag na somniphobia. Sino sa inyo natatakot na hindi kayo makatulog? Okay. Do not be afraid, no? When you go to sleep, no? Be afraid pag wala ka ng gising. 'Di ba? Huwag ka matakot, 'di ba? Alam mo, all of us we experience different types of fear. But on this lesson, on this story, makikita nga natin na Jesus left a crusade and then after they were crossing the river and all of a sudden lumakas ang bagyo. Pagkatapos noon, Nagwawala ang mga disciples. At anong sinabi nito ng disciples? Ulit? Sorry. Teacher, don't you care if we what? Drown. Alam mo, nung sinabi niya yan, parang hindi, sabi ko, nung binabasa ko, grabe to. Ito yung mga disciples na nakikita paano mag-perform ng miracle si Jesus. Ito yung mga disciples na nakita niya kung paano niya pinadami yung mga pagkain sa 5,000 katao. Despite of the situation, despite of the miracles they witnessed, the power that they have experienced with Jesus, but still, ito yung reaction nila. Alam mo, nung binabasa ko, parang tayo, would you agree that God is good in our lives? Would you also agree there are times in our lives na feeling natin wala tayong ligtas sa sitwasyon, tapos niligtas naman tayo ni Lord? Yes or no? At pag dinaanan natin ulit ang panibagong pagsubok at paghamon sa buhay, minsan, di ba, sinasabi rin natin, Lord, don't you care? Hindi mo ba na-feel? Dead makaba? O famous song ni Gary Valencia, natutulog ba ang Diyos? We will face a different type of what? All of us, we will face different type of storms. Some of us are going through right now through financial storms. May mga utang po, marami tayong babayaran. Some of you are going through emotional storms, di ba? Di ba, kakasplit nyo lang ng iyong ano, mahal sa buhay. Di ba, hanggang ngayon, di ka pa rin makaget over. Chinky, kung alam mo lang kung anong ginawa niya, kung alam mo lang. Una, buti hindi ko alam. At pangalawa, ayaw ko rin alamin. Some of you, probably you're going through what we call as physical storms. You have a physical ailment, may sakit ka, may karamdaman ka, na matagal mo nang iniinda. So kahit na ano yung storms na pinagdadaanan mo, ito lang ang katotohanan. Once you come to a relationship with Jesus Christ, a lot of people have a wrong perception. Ang perception niya minsan, pag ako na kay Lord na, okay na, life will be okay, life will be a bed of roses, everything will be okay. Wrong answer. Why? Because Christ never promised us that we will not have a storm-free life, but Christ do promise us that we will live a storm-proof life. Dadaan at dadaan ang bagyo. At bakit kailangan dumaan ang bagyo? Why should storm comes? Because, alam mo, in order for us to really remove all the excess baggages in life, kailangan dumaan tayo sa refining moment. Would you agree? Yes or no? So tatanggalin muna yung mga shaft po natin. And John 16:33, ito yung promise ni Lord sa atin. It says here, I have told you this thing so that in me you may have what? In me you may have what? Because in this world you will have what? God never undersold us. God never promised us na sinasabi, pagka okay ka na kay Jesus, lahat, everything will be okay. No, in this world, habang nabubuhay ka sa mundo, maraming mga pagsubok, paghamon sa buhay na dadaanan po natin. So, if that is the case, dadaan tayo, Lord, don't you care? And then, ano sagot naman? Ano naman sagot at tugon naman ni Jesus? This was his reply. Why are you so afraid? Again, who among you experienced fear in the past or present? Raise up your hands. Lahat tayo, mayroon tayong fear. You know what fear does? Fear will lead to what? Worry. Then worry will lead to what? Death. Sa totoo lang, kung nag-aalala ka parate, may kakilala ba kayo yung palang madalas nag-aalala? Lahat inaalala. Pag umuulan, grabe, baka mauundoy na naman. Pag mainit naman, naku, dito naman La Nina, naku, baka maubusan tayo ng tubig. Diba? Lahat inaalala. Pag may trabaho, nag-aalala. Diba? Baka dumami masyadong trabaho. Pag walang trabaho, nag-aalala na naman. Baka wala namang kinikita. So, and then while you worry, what do you do? You create scenarios in your mind. Would you agree? Yes or no? So, nag-create ka, gumagawa ka ng storya. Naku, na-late na naman ako. May last na ano na ako, warning, baka matanggal na ako sa trabaho. Anong kukwento ko? Nako, pagka nagsinungaling ako, pag nahuli ako, baka matanggal ako sa trabaho. Pag hindi naman ako nagsinungaling, tanggal rin ako sa trabaho. Di ba? Anong gagawin ko? So create ka ng scenario. ay, talagang matatanggal ka talaga sa trabaho. Because the word called fear, if you experience the word called fear, there are different types of what? Fear. What are the different types of fears? Some of us have a fear of what? Rejection. Gusto mo mabilong ka sa isang grupo. So, gagawin mo. You are willing to do whatever it what takes para ma-accept ka lang. Diba? Natatandaan ko nung ano eh, nung high school ako, KSP talaga ako eh. I mean, KSP? Ha? Kulang sa pansin? Oh, yung mga nakakaintindi niyon, pareho tayo. So, you know what? Patawa ako ng patawa, pakwela ako ng pakwela. Bakit? To gain what? Acceptance. So, to the point, minsan mali na yung ginagawa ko, pinagkakatuwaan na ako. Some of us have a fear of what? Failure. Diba? You don't like to fail kasi natatakot ka. If you fail, you'll become a loser. Some of us have a fear of the unknown. Fear of the future. Fear of what other people might what? Say. Meron ka bang, diba? Iniisip mo, minsan wala nga sinasabi ang tao eh. Nag-group-grupo lang eh. Tapos iniisip mo, pinag-uusapan na naman ako. Anong feeling mo? Special ka? Na parati kang ikon topic? Grabe ka. So, you create a lot of what? Scenarios again in your mind. Oh, some of you inside this room have the fear of becoming poor. Sino sa inyo may fear kayo na maubusan kayo ng pera? Uy, grabe ah. Atapang atao ah. Kahit aputol pa, ah, di atakbo ah. Come on. All of us, we experience that type of fear, diba? We worry about money. As a matter of fact, when you have fear about money, ito yung nangyayari. Pag ikaw may problema ka sa pera, normally, anong pinakamagandang solusyon? Pag may problema ka sa pera, ano yung fear mo? Pag naubusan ka ng pera, ano yung fear mo? Ang fear mo, baka maubusan ka ng fira. Tama? Aside from maubusan ka ng fira, hindi ka makabayad ng kuryente, hindi ka makabayad ng mga pangailangan mo, yung anak mo, di mo mapatatapos sa pag-aaral. Tama o mali? Ano yung solution? What's the solution? Come on. Ha? Mangutang, ayan na naman, ayan na naman. Alam mo bang, the servant is a borrower to the lender. Hindi, ano yung solusyon? Come on, what's the solution? Kailangan dumami ang pera. Tama o mali? Tama o mali? Mali. Huh? Anong kailangan mag-share? No, I'll prove it to you na hindi yan ang solusyon. Siyempre, maubusan ka ng pera, takot mo, baka maubos ang pera. Then, nanalangin ka, Lord. Bigla na lang, may OFW na kamag-anak nagpadala ng pera sa'yo. Di ba? Miracle. For that moment, natanggal ang problema mo. Yes or no? Next question. What's your next fear? What's your next fear? Paano kung maubos? Paano kung wala na magpadala? Tama o mali? Nung may pera ka, takot ka. Ay, nung wala kang pera, takot ka. Nung may pera ka, takot ka pa rin. Tama o mali? Walang pinagkaiba yan eh. Parang sa, kunyari may nararamdaman ka na. Nagpunta ka sa doktor, Dok, marami na ako nararamdaman. Anong diagnosis mo? Bad, bad. What do you mean bad? 10. Huh? Dok, 10 years? No? 10 months? No? 10, 9, 8, 7. Ay, bad talaga yun. Pagsegundo na lang. And binigyan ka ng taning, 30 days to live. Siyempre, pag ikaw may sakit ka, ano yung solusyon? Ano yung solusyon? Oh, aside from praying, ano yung labas? Oh, alam ko. Pray, gamot. Ano sunod? Healing. Tama o mali? Kahit wala ng pray, wala ng gamot, basta healing. Tama yan ang gusto natin, tama? Let me tell you this, kahit ma-heal ka, hindi pa rin masasolve ang problema mo. Huh? Reason with me. Reason with me. Nung alam mong, di ba, mawawala ka na sa mundo, ang pangamba mo actually, hindi para sa'yo, para sa pamilya mo eh. Tama o mali? And then after 30 days, bumalik ka sa doktor, buhay ka pa. Ang sabi ng doktor, you're still alive? It's a miracle. Chinek yung lungs mo, yung mga diagnosis mo. I mean, it's a miracle. Clear. No lungs, buhay ka pa. Ngayon, totally clean bill of health. Next question. What will be your next fear? Come on. What will be your next fear? Eh, paano kung bumalik? Tama, mali. Ay, grabe. Dati, mawawala ka, natakot ka. Ngayon, gumaling ka. Eh, paano kung bumalik? Paano kung bumalik? Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to propose an idea to you. We cannot solve a permanent problem with a what? Temporary solution. What is the solution? Interesting. Ano yung first question kanina? Ano yung first question? Lord, don't you care if we drown? Ano yung second question? Ano yung second question? Why are you so afraid? Ito yun. Ang solution pala sa mga problema natin, pag pera, hindi solution pera. Pag sickness, ang solution, hindi healing. The solution is in the next question which God asked for all of us. Do you still have no faith? The solution is not more money. The solution is not healing. The solution is what? Faith. What do you mean by faith? Okay. Actually, if you are living in fear right now, let me propose an antidote for you. The antidote for fear is what? Faith. The solution to fear is what? Faith. Fear of being poor, fear of failure, fear of the unknown. Pare-pareho lang, pero ang pinaka-root cause niyan is fear. Hindi yung fear of rejection. Accepted na ako, okay na ako. Hindi, paano kung ni-reject ka naman? No. The important thing is, where do you put your faith? When you talk about faith, faith is found on Hebrews 11:1. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what you do not see. In another version, it's the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. Kahit di mo nakikita, pero naniniwala ka, buo ang iyong loob na matatanggap mo kung ano man ang pinangako sa iyo. Amen? That is what faith is all about. It is important for us to understand the promises of God. And the reason why I say that it's very important for us to really understand the promises of God. Minsan, pag dumadaan na tayo talaga tayo sa bagyo, sa storm, minsan nakakalimot tayo kung ano mga pangako ng Panginoon sa ating buhay. Tama o mali? You cannot see anything. Especially, can you remember yung tumama sa Tacloban? Napapanood lang natin sa TV. Zero visibility yun. You cannot see anything. That reminded me of a story in the year 2006. When I heard a call from God in the year 2006 that God told me to sell all my businesses. Ibenta ko lahat ng mga negosyo ko. And then, during the time, my plan is to go into full-time ministry. So, I sold all my businesses in the year 2008. I went back to school. I graduated during that time. But during that time, syempre, kahit na wala na akong negosyo, I have to feed my family. And the way I augment the needs of my family is through communication. When company invites me to speak, they pay me. That's how I earn. But the problem is, when I was going to school, I cannot skip classes. I'm only allowed to skip maximum of 3 days sa lahat ng duration ng class ko. If you skip more than 3 days, uulit ka. Ang schedule namin from Tuesday up to Friday. Ang open dates ko is Monday, Saturday, and Sunday. Doon na ako pwede tumanggap ng trabaho. Then all of a sudden, may nag-offer sa akin ng trabaho. During that time, it falls on a Tuesday. At kailangan na kailangan ko ng pera. Kumbaga ba sa empty tank ng gasolina, medyo nasa red na ako. Nagbiblink na. And all of a sudden, sabi ko, Lord, siguro mauunawaan mo naman to. Pero naiisip ko, Lord, uulit na naman ako. Grabe, tagal ko nang pinag-aralan to, uulit ako. And then God reminded me. Sabi niya, where do you put your Do you put your faith in that opportunity? Or do you put your faith in me? Trust me that all things will work for good for those who are called according to His purpose. Trust me na ako ang magpo-provide sa'yo. Alam nyo, ito lang ah. Pag ikaw mananampalataya, tanggalin dapat natin ang vokabularyo na word called sayang. Everybody say sayang. Walang sayang pag ikaw ay na kay Lord. Bakit? Whether good things or bad things happens to us, it's for our good. Would you agree? Yes or no? Many are the plans in a man's heart, but in the end, it's God's plan that what? Prevails. So, I rejected that offer Tuesday. Pero alam mo, sa totoo lang, yun na. Nung nireject ko na, pumasok na ang fear. May bumubulong na. Pera na, naging bato pa. Ano? Paano magbabayad ng upa? Paano magbabayad ng kuryente? Yan na, binubulong na ako. So, fear starts to creep in. But again, I declared faith in my life. I declared that God will never leave me nor what? Forsake me. That God is my provider, not the business, not the opportunity. His plan for me is to prosper me and not to what? Harm me. To give me hope and a what? Future. I started to declare faith in my situation. And you know what happened after 2 weeks? God is so good. I accepted the work on a Saturday. And whatever that company offered on that Saturday, God paid me twice the amount. Nag-gets nyo ba? Minsan, talagang pagdadaanin ka ni Lord sa mga ganitong sitwasyon, sa ganitong problema, para matest talaga, nasaan pa talaga ang faith mo? Ang faith mo ba nasa opportunity? Ang faith mo ba nasa tao? O ang faith mo ba, ito, nasa connection? Basta, malapit tayo kay General. General Electric. Basta, kapit lang tayo dyan. Basta, malapit ako kay ano, di ba? Kay Manny Pangilinan. Nandito siya. Nandito ako. Ganon kami kalapit. Marami tayong negosyo. Pwede ipasok. Basta, you know what? If you put your faith in your business will not be consistent forever. Is that right? Yes or no? If you put your faith in your career will not be shining forever. Would you agree? Yes or no? If you put your faith on your position, hindi naman forever nandun ka sa position na yun eh. Tama o mali? All of these things will change. But one thing that will never change is the promise of God and our faith. The issue is where do you put your what? Faith. Question. Sino po sa inyo dito? May faith kayo? Pakitaas sa mga kamay. Yung mga di nagtataas, wala kayong faith? Hindi, admit it or not, lahat tayo may pinapaniwalaan. May paninindigan tayo. Tama o mali? Lahat tayo nagmamahal kay Lord. Kaya tayo nandito eh. Question, how come despite na may paninindigan tayo, may faith tayo, mahal natin si Lord, how come sometimes we still live in fear, we still live in doubt, we still live in worry, we still live in unbelief? Gusto niyo malaman ang sagot? Yes or no? It's found on the last question. Ito yung tanong. Ang nagtanong naman, ang sequence, Lord, wala ka bang pakialam? Sumunod, sumagot si Lord. Ano sagot ni Lord? Ano sagot ni Lord? Bakit ka natatakot? Tapos, sumagot ulit si Jesus, nasaan ang pananampalataya mo o pananalig mo? At sumagot naman, ang ginawa ni Jesus, tumayo na, na bad trip na. Ang iingay niya, natulog ako. Kinuman niya yung storm. Tumigil. Tapos, ito yung tanong ng mga disciples. Who is this? Ah, that's Jesus. Ninyo kilala? Even the winds and the waves obey him. Again, ladies and gentlemen, the issue is not about faith. The issue is, where do you and I place our faith? Nag-gets nyo? Lahat tayo may faith eh. Pero saan natin nilalagay? Do we put it in a place na talagang that is secure? Di ba? That is really secure. In the person of what? Jesus. If you want to put your faith on something that will never change, something that is consistent yesterday, today, and forever, that is no other than Jesus because He is a person who will never change. Come on. Sino sa inyo? Talagang binuhos nyo yung buhay nyo sa isang taong pinagkakatiwalaan nyo. Minahal nyo. Tinulungan nyo. Pagdating ng panahon, sila pang trumaydor sa iyo. Tama? Admit it or not, the people who are closest to us are the people who can hurt us most. But one thing, one person that I know who will never what? Hurt us is no other than what? Jesus. May makilala ba kayong tao na nangangako, na napapako? Yes or no? Pero tanging si Jesus lang ang nagpapako para matupad ang kanyang pangako. Guys, been there, done that. I put my faith in my business, in my hard work, in my career when I was still acting. At parang ayaw nyo maniwala. Oo, dati po akong nag-artista. Dati po akong kadobo ni Richard Gomez. O kahit ayaw nyo maniwala, wala akong magagawa. Wala eh. Bag doon mo linalagay, talo ka talaga eh. Some people place their faith in their business, in their career, in their boss, in their relatives, in their spouses, in their children. At the end of the day, alam mo, masakit yan eh. Pinalaki mo yung anak mo, tapos biglang may ginagawang hindi tama, ang sakit nun. Sumasagot-sagot yung anak mo, di ba? Ang sakit nun. If you want again to have a strong faith, we just need to put it on Jesus. Why should you put it in Jesus? Because there are three characteristics of Jesus that we need to understand. Number one, Jesus is omniscient. Everybody say omniscient. It means say He is all-knowing. Ano ibig sabihin ng all-knowing? Jesus knew what was happening during the time when there was a storm. Even though when He's asleep, alam na alam niya. He even knew the numbers of our hair on top of our head. He even knew. He has already predestined us. Diba sinabi niya, we are fearfully and wonderfully created in the image of what? God. Alam na alam niya kung ano nangyayari sa atin. Hindi siya walang pakialam. Hindi siya walang pakialam sa'yo. No, no. He knows. You know what? Probably I may never know what's happening to you right now. I can never relate with your trials and your what you're going through type of storms right now. But let me tell you, Jesus experienced your storm. Would you agree? Yes or no? Hindi natin pwede sabihin na hindi mo nauunawaan. No. Jesus is omniscient. He is all-knowing. Number two, Jesus is also omnipresent. When you talk about omnipresent, He is always what? Present. Why? He promised us that He will never leave us nor what? Forsake us. People will leave you. Your boss will leave you. Your friends will leave you. Sometimes even spouses leave you. But only Jesus will never leave us. He will be present at all times. Kahit anumang pinagdadaanan mo, nandun siya. Hindi ka iiwanan. Hindi ka pababayaan because He is faithful. Yet, sometimes we are not faithful. Would you agree? Yes or no? Not only that He's omniscient, He knows everything. Not only He's omnipresent, He is present at every time. The best part is this. He's also omnipotent. When you say omnipotent, He is what? All-powerful. Everybody say, all-powerful. Napakapangyarihan niya. Yung kapangyarihan, buong kapangyarihan na sa kanya na. Mas makapangyarihan pa siya sa pinakamakapangyarihan na tao sa buong mundo. Mas mayaman siya pa sa pinakamayaman na tao sa buong mundo. Because the earth belongs to the Lord. Amen? Kaya I just want to encourage you, no matter what type of storms that you're going through in life right now, never give up. Never give up in your situation because God can turn it around. God is a turnaround artist. Maybe some of you are saying, Lord, hindi mo naunawaan, wala na ako sa kalendaryo. Huwag kang mag-alala, anak, may bingo card pa. Sa letrang B, sa sign tayo 5. Anak, namumuro na ako. Huwag kang mag-alala, may loto pa. Lord, paano pa ako yayaman? 65 na ako. Alam mo, God can turn your what? Business around. He can bless you and prosper you. Yung KFC became successful at the age of 60 plus. Si Colonel Sanders. That's the reason pag bumunta ang KFC, matanda na ang picture niya, matanda na. Hindi siya bata nung naging successful. Tama, mali. Walang imposible sa Diyos. Maari imposible yan sa tao, pero para sa Panginoon, wala pong imposible. Because He is all what? Powerful. Maybe you are saying, Lord, I don't think I can be healed right now. It's impossible. But let me tell you, with God, nothing is impossible. Amen? Ba't dito lang pumapalakpak? Hindi kayo sumasama. Joke lang yun. Alam mo, Chinky, mabilis lang mag-preach eh. Kaya kong ginagawa mo. Hindi mo naman pinagdadaanan yung dinadaanan ko. Una, hindi ko alam talaga kung pinagdadaanan mo. Pero, I may share one more story with you as I come to an end. I can still remember in the year 2005, after my wife gave birth to my third and youngest child, to our third and youngest child, after 3 days, she suffered a severe head migraine. Sa sobrang sakit ng ulo niya, sorry, I was forced to bring her back to the hospital. The doctors asked her, what's the level of pain from 1 to 10? 1's lowest, 10 is the highest. Sabi ng misis ko, 9. Binigyan na siya ng gamot, tranquilizer, wala pa rin. Sabi niya, hindi na normal yan. So, better have an MRI session. The fourth day, we went back to the hospital in the MRI session. Well, my wife was having an MRI session. Bigla na lang, nagsisigaw yung mga nurses. Yung pasyente sa loob, nagsisisure. E umaga nun, napapray ako agad. Lord, sana mayroon pang ibang pasyente sa loob. Hindi naman ganun. Sama naman, di ba? And grabe, when my wife was being wheeled out on a stretcher, I saw her struggling. She was rushed to the ICU, suffered another 2 seizures, and the third seizure, she was on a comatose state. 4 days, she was on a comatose state. We had 10 doctors, 3 neurosurgeons, 1 heart specialist, 1 infectious disease, 1 lung specialist, name it, we have it. The doctors cannot even diagnose what happened to my wife. On the 7th, then they finally concluded my wife contracted a very rare disease called PRESS. Sino sa inyo mga doktor dito? Mukha lang doktor. It's called Posterior Reversible Encephalopathy Syndrome. Yeah, it's a very complicated and expensive disease. Ang ibig sabihin niya, simple lang. Ang babae kasi minsan pag nabubuntis na mamanas, yung tubig katawan umakyat sa utak na magaang utak. Yun yung nangyari. So, to cut a long story short, we stayed in the hospital for 21 days. Day 1 to day 17, my wife's condition never improved. It regressed. Talagang from bad to worse. Hindi mo na siya mahawakan. Napanood niyo ba yung pelikulang Green Mile? Tom Hanks. Tapos may boss siya na may asawa na may cancer, so much in pain, nagbago na itsura, naging monster na. That's exactly the condition. If you cannot touch her physically, she will shout from her pain. Then day 17, I had an encounter. Anong tanong ko kay Lord? Lord, gising ka ba? Don't you care if we drown? Lord, nagsisilbi ako sa iyo. Leader ako ng church. Is your arm too short? Is your ears too dull? I ask those questions. Tanong naman sa akin ni Lord, why are you so afraid? I was living in fear. Ayan na naman demonyo, pinicture naman, nagpalabas ng pelikula sa akin, alam mong iyari sa'yo, magiging solo, parent ka, single parent, bit-bit mo yung dalawang anak mo, yung sa hawak-hawak mo, ikaw magpapalaki mo, ayan na. And then after that is what? He asked it, where do you put your what? Faith. Is your faith is in the healing or is your faith is within me? Ang tanong nga sa akin eh, Chinky, what if I don't heal your wife? What if your condition of your wife never improved? What if, let's say naging ganun siya for the rest of her life, bedridden? Then came, I was reminded of that prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your and your. Ano ibig sabihin? Lord, kung ano ang gusto mo, ikaw po ang masusunod. That was the hardest prayer that I prayed. Lord, I know it's hard, it's difficult, but I would put my faith and trust in you. Day 17, day 18, wala pa rin. What was the turnaround? Day 19. Level pain of 9 went down drastically to 3. Day 20, I can vividly remember from a bedridden state. She was doing everything bedridden. Ako na yung parang caretaker niya. She sat up. Day 21, we were discharged out of the hospital. I was the happiest man in the world. And right now, she's fully well and healed. Guys, ito lang ah. Hindi ko alam kung anong pinagdadaanan nyo. At hindi fair para sa akin na sabihin ko na nauunawaan ko kung anong pinagdadaanan mo. Dahil hindi ko pinagdadaanan yung dinadaanan mo. But one thing I can tell you is, Jesus is omniscient. He knows. Jesus is omnipresent. How He was present? He sent His one and only Son here on earth to suffer through what? Pain. Crucifixion. To identify with the pain that we are going through. If you're going through emotional pain right now, you choose. Do you want to be crucified or your emotional pain na natadaanan mo ngayon? He understood. And the good news is what? Jesus is what? Omnipotent. He is all powerful to turn around your situation. But how can He do it? How can He do it? It lies not anymore in His hand. It lies already in us. The question is right now is, where do you put your faith? Do you still put your faith in your emotions and your feelings? If you put your faith and emotion and feelings, you know, your emotion and feelings will tell you, nako, wala na mangyayari. Talo ka na. I don't think nothing. Hindi mo na malulusutan yan. You would live in what? Fear. But you know what you need to do? Just like the song a while ago, I have what? I have decided to put my faith in God no matter what the situation may be. Because God is omniscient, God is what? Omnipresent, and God is omnipotent. Why don't we all stand and pray? Before we pray, I'll show you one last scripture to assure you that this is not my preaching and this is not my word, but God's word and God's promise. Can we go back to John 16, yung last verse ko? Yung last scripture, John 16:33. Basahin natin, 1, 2, 3. But take what? I have overcome the world. God has overcome the world for you and for me. God has paid our penalty of our sins. God has what? Exchanged us and ransomed us. We should be the one who should suffer in the cross. But God loves us so much that He's willing to pay the price for you and for me. No matter what you're going through right now, my friends, God has overcome the world. He is omniscient. Everybody say omniscient. He is omnipresent. And He is omnipotent. Why don't we pray? Bow our heads and pray. Heavenly Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that You speak to each and every person inside this room. I pray, Lord Father, that we would really understand and fully comprehend Your power, Your presence, Your plans in our life. You're all-knowing. You have plans to prosper us, not to harm us, to give us hope in the future. But the enemy tried to steal away that peace, tried to steal away that destiny in my life by instilling fear. They cannot touch us, but he can lie to us. He can instill fear in your minds, in your heart. Walang mangyayari sa buhay mo. You will never have a second chance. No, you're a broken person already. No one will already accept you. That is the lie from the enemy. Let me tell you this. God is going to ask you right now. If you want to stop living in fear, Sinasabi ko nga kanina, paulit-ulit, kahit ikaw ay mananampalataya na, you still live in fear, doubt, worry, unbelief. That is not the plan of God in your life. The question is, right now, you have to make a decision. Where do you want to put your faith? Do you want to put your faith in your feelings? Do you want to put your faith on what you see? Or do you want to put your faith in Him? Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you do not see. Lord, kahit di ko nakikita na inegosyo ko, bumabaksak ngayon, pero hindi ko nakikita na babangon, pero ako, naniniwala ako, nababangon muli. Lord, hindi ko nakikita na mababayaran ko lahat ng utang ko, mukhang imposible, pero naniniwala ako na makakalabas ako sa pagkakautang. Lord, mareremata na yung bahay ko, yung sasakyan ko, pero ako, naniniwala ako na mababayaran to. With every heads bowed and eyes closed, if you're saying right now, Chinky, starting today, I refuse to live in fear. I decide to live in faith. If that is you, I want you to raise up your hands right now. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray and declare by the power of your word, by the power of the Holy Spirit, and by the blood of the Lamb, that you would set each and every person here free from fear. Fear of the rejection, fear of the unknown, fear of the future, fear of what? The failure in our lives, Lord. Fear of what other people might say, Lord. All we need to do is just put our faith in you, because we know, we are assured that you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will never abandon us. Though people may fail us, you will never fail us. Though people may reject us, you will never reject us. Though people may accuse us, but you will never accuse us, because you are our friend. You are our brother. You are our father. Father, I pray, Lord, starting today, that you would set each and every person free from the lies of the enemy, and that they would really live in faith, in victory. Because the good news is God has overcome the world for you and for me. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I want to pray for the last group of people. Maybe some of you inside this room, you have come to this church first time, second time, or a lot of times already. But you know for a fact, alam na alam mo sa iyong isipan at sa puso, alam ko na mahal mo si Lord, pero hindi mo pa talagang tuluyan na sinusuko ang buhay mo. I want to give you an opportunity today. Why? At the end of the day, let me encourage you. Do not only seek the promise that God has for you. You seek the promise maker rather than the promise. Do not seek the gift that God promised for you. You seek the gift giver. If you do that, you know what will happen? Just like the scripture says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first His kingdom and His what? Righteousness, and everything shall be added unto you. Why don't we pray? Close your eyes right now and bow your heads. No one looking around. Father, in the name of Jesus, if you're saying right now, Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts and the mind of each and every person. I pray that you would remove any cloud of doubt and unbelief. And if any one of you right now is saying inside this room, I want to totally commit and surrender my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And today is the day. There is no turning back. I made a decision. There is no turning back. And if that is you, if God the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, I want you to raise your hands right now. Raise up your hands. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is what I want you to do. Okay? This is what I want you to do for those people who are raising your hands. I know it's quite impossible, but as we sing this worship song, for those people who are raising your hands right now, I want you to step in front. I want to pray for you. Let us sing that song. I've decided, as we are singing this song, can I request you to please come here? If you're raising up your hand, please come here. Don't be shy. Come on. Come on. Step up in front. Come on. Come on. Thank you.
have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back.
For those people who are right now in front, you are declaring, you have decided. You are deciding not based on emotions. You are deciding not based on your feelings, but you are deciding based on a choice, a decision, and a commitment that's saying that there's no turning back to my old life. Starting today. Starting today, there's no turning back to my old life. I want you to pray this prayer with me in the middle aisle here in front. I want you to pray with me. You just close your eyes and bow your heads and then follow me in this short prayer. Say, Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner. I've failed you. I've hurt you in the past. Lord, I know that I need to change my life for the better. I know that I cannot be good on my own, but only through you, by you. Starting today, I put my entire faith in you. Starting today, I declare that you will be my Savior. Only you can save me in my situation. And starting today, I declare that I will follow you. You will be my master. You will be my Lord. Anything you say, I will follow. Thank you, Jesus, for your forgiveness. Thank you for the gift of eternal life that you have promised me through your Son. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray, Lord Father, whatever these people have sown, Lord Father, today, tonight, they made a commitment. I pray, Lord, that this will be a turnaround, because God says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you, he will return it. God can use a crooked ruler to draw a straight line. Let's sing the chorus one more time, and after that I'll pray and bless you.
His Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need, Jesus Christ, is enough for me. Christ, it is enough for me. Everything I need. Everything I need, and I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning.
Father, I pray, bless us as we come in. Bless us as we go out. Lord, whatever worry, concern, doubt, and unbelief we leave it at this altar today. I pray that you would give us the grace to say no to ungodliness. I pray you would give us the grace and the power to resist temptation. I pray, Lord Father, as we obey your word, that blessing will overflow. Blessing will pursue us. We will not pursue the blessing, but the blessing will pursue us. Father, bless us as we come in. Bless us as we go out. In Jesus' mighty name. And everybody say a mighty one. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to this message. For more messages like these from other Victory Centers, please visit victory.org.ph/resources/podcast.